Tuesday evening. That means from the Pavilion with Ollie Slag.
Good afternoon, Julian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I'm enjoying the sunshine for once.
Perfect cricket-like conditions, actually. And as it was last Friday as well, when Oxford took on Cambridge in the Varsity match, and Cambridge University captain Darshan Chaman joined us in the studio to talk about last week's one-day loss today. Cambridgeshire bowler Sam Rippington also joins us on the phone to talk about the county's first three-day game of the season against Cumberland. They have this afternoon clinched victory by 8 wickets. And as usual, we'll be taking a look at the EAPL results from the weekend and talking England as they whitewashed Australia 5-0 in the ODI series. So we're going to get started with the Varsity match, actually. And before we get stuck in, welcome to the studio, Darshan. Thanks for coming on. And just before we sort
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you in. And yeah, before we get stuck into the match, I just wanted to really sort of, just discuss the Cambridge University setup, because I know... Sure. From talking to a lot of players around the county, there's the MCCU, there's mm-hmm. Cambridgeshire County, who played this afternoon. Mm-hmm. But can you just explain for what Cambridge University Cricket Club, who are they in terms of compared to the other teams around Cambridgeshire?
So Cambridge University Cricket Club is made up of the Blues team and mm-hmm. the Crusaders, the College's 11 and CUWCC, which is the women's side. Mm-hmm. So though anyone who represents Cambridge University Cricket Club goes to the University of Cambridge, mm-hmm. whereas with Cambridge MCCU, that's the combined team between Anglia Ruskin University and Cambridge University, and they compete against other university centres of excellence, mm-hmm. Such as Cardiff, Leeds, Durham, Oxford, Loughborough, and they play in their own sort of championship league where they play 1 day and 2 day fixtures, whereas the Blues play a completely different fixture list, and our season is geared towards the three varsity matches.
Mm. And I guess then that put pretty much importance then on last Friday, as we just said that.
Yeah.
So you play pretty much against Oxford, a T20, a 1 day, and a 4 day match.
Yep.
So the other then fixtures throughout the season, they're just the friendlies, really, just gearing up to those three big games in the varsity matches.
Yes. So that we like to call them competitive friendlies, in that we do try and win every game. But as is the nature of Cambridge sport, Cambridge University sport, it all is pinned down on varsity matches. So we use those fixtures to try different combinations out and to see what balance best suits the side.
Mm, and then. So the T20 was played in May, I think,
yep,
and
it was.
Unfortunately lost by 83 runs for Cambridge.
Yep.
But going into the one-day match, how do you feel? Obviously, it's on the international front, the T20s are played very similarly to the one-day game, but were you confident going into the match on it at Lords on Friday?
Yes, I think we were. At university level, the 2020 and 50-over games are quite different. Mm. It's less, as we've seen in the England series, we don't really see scores in that sort of 350, 400 region very much when we play one-day cricket. And I think we're a good long-form side. We have batters who can bat time, and our bowlers are better suited to long-form cricket as well. So we did go in quietly confident, I think.
Mm. And what was the Lords wicket like? I mean, over the years we've seen Test matches played in September and the ball's been hooping around. It's been a green top,
yep.
And then also we've seen it in June when it's an absolute road. So what was the wicket like?
It was 3 days old. We knew that because Durham and Loughborough MCCU played the MCCU final on the same pitch on the Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So we knew it'd turn a bit because that's what the scoreline sort of suggested, and we had a few players had connections with the Durham and Loughborough lot. It was flat, but it did turn a bit. And 216 was defended by Durham there on the Wednesday, so we thought 220 par, but 250 would be a winning score, and ultimately we got a par score but couldn't defend it.
Mm-hmm. But does it help to have a wicket which has been used by another side, so you can get an idea of what it's going to do, or does it actually really not make too much difference? You know, you just discover when the first few players go out to bat.
Yes to both questions, actually. I think ultimately on the day it doesn't make much difference because you're playing a completely different opposition and you gotta play your best game on the day. But on the other hand, cricketing circles can be quite small. A lot of us have played Cambridge MCCU. A lot of us knew some of the guys who were playing for Durham. So you can get some good intel there from in terms of how the wickets played and stuff. But ultimately, it does just depend on who turns up on the day. So it's yes to both, really.
And I say you won the toss and decided to bat first. And was your thinking also, like, obviously, because you wanted to get a pass score and put runs on the ball, but also because what you just said, maybe towards the back end of the second innings, the ball would start to turn and maybe the cracks would open a bit more?
Yeah, that was the thinking. I think chasing in big games is always tough, and Oxford did ace the chase, and that's fair enough to them. Sometimes you've got to take your hat off, but I think in hindsight both teams were looking to bat first. Their scoreboard pressure at Lords is massive, and if you can get a good total on, it's always difficult. And I think our bowlers proved that when we had them four down early on. It really did look like the game was hanging in the balance, but Hughes ran away with it in the end.
I was going to say, just run for the score, 222 for 7. You score in the first innings, and Oxford chase it down with just over 10 overs to go.
Yeah.
77 from yourself, and so you must be pretty pleased with how you batted it. Obviously, the most historic ground in world cricket.
Yeah, fairly happy with that, actually. It was nice to go out there and make a score personally. Obviously, it would have been better to kick on and try and get 250, 260. That was what we were talking about. At one stage, we were 130 for 3. Having been 20 for 2, so we recovered quite well, but then I think squandered a good platform by losing wickets in regular intervals, really. But no, happy to get a score.
And just on the experience overall, you just said to me off air that it was your second time playing at Lords. It must be an incredible feeling. And also, if had you gone on and got the 100, would your name been up on the board as well in the dressing room?
I think there was some talk of scratching it on. But I think that would have been the last varsity match at Lords if we'd scratched it onto the England honours board.
Anyway, with that said, Rupert Fenger, that said, takes us to the end of part one of this week's From the Filly. After the break, we'll just continue the chat about Cambridge University and also hopefully speak to Sam Rippington on the phone about Cambridgeshire's win today. Yeah, welcome back to From the Filly. We've got Darshan Chan, Cambridge University captain, cricket club captain, on the show. And I'm just going to talk about the four-day game coming up, the last varsity match of the season.
Yep.
So on the 2nd of July, you're playing Oxford again in the varsity match. And you told me this is the big one. This is the one that both teams, amongst all the craze of white ball cricket around the world now, the four-day game's the big one.
Yeah, no, it's the oldest game. It used to be played at Lords, actually, until the international schedule became so busy. it's the oldest game. Oxford only award a blue for the four-day game, whereas we award it for Lords and the four-day. But I think that reflects how important they see it as well. I think it's the biggest test of a cricketer, really.
I guess going into the game, obviously disappointing this in the two losses, but it's a completely different game with a Red Bull. So is that what you'll be telling the guys, that it's a completely different game, and put the last two losses to the back of their mind?
Absolutely, exactly that. What I've been telling the guys is that the team that wins that four-day is the team that adjusts best from limited overs cricket to day cricket, and for batters and bowlers that means different things, but it's all in the head. It's all mentally adjusting to how 4-day cricket needs to be played, and in at the parks specifically, it's a quite attritional venue. You've got to focus and you've got to dig in as a batter and as a bowler.
And the university cricket then as a whole, how does it rank amongst the players you play it? Because, you know, of the varsity matches in many other sports as well, is almost the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. But how does it, I mean, most of the players, like you said, go back and to their respective clubs, I guess, like you go back to the Middlesex Premier League.
Yeah.
But is there something different and something special about playing university cricket and in the varsity matches?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think in terms of the standard, that's about right. Most university players for Cambridge and Oxford play Premier League cricket in their respective divisions, respective homes. But I think playing for Cambridge University is so special. What binds us together is the fact that we train so hard in the winter, that we're all part of one institution, and that the Cambridge-Oxford rivalry is so well established and so old that we all really do get up for it. And winning a varsity game is absolutely fantastic. It's one of the most amazing feelings.
Brilliant. Well, that's brilliant, actually. And we'll continue the chat with Darshan after we go to Sam Rupert on the phone about England. But we're talking with Sam now about Cambridgeshire's victory today. So good afternoon, Sam.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good, man. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Bit tired, but days, but it's still good.
I can imagine so. And I'll just let the audience know the score. I mean, Cambridge have beaten Cumberland in their first three-year championship game of the season by 8 wickets. So Cumberland won the toss, Sam, and got 372 on the board in their 90 overs, and then Cambridgeshire responded with 392 for six. So I imagine after the halfway point, pretty even.
Yeah, pretty good game. I mean, it was a very flat one, and well, managed to restrict them to that score, and to lose the toss, end up in the field, and then go past them was a really, really good achievement. So it ended up pretty even halfway stage, yeah.
And then obviously bowling coming out for 189 in the second innings in 78 overs. Was it the early wickets that helped, Sam? 64 for four they were at one stage, and then 116 for five. That must have been was it probably the key turning point, or when you realised you'd really got a grip in this game?
Yeah, I mean, the third innings in three-day cricket was always very important. And, the boys bowled fantastically well. And, to really take regular wickets is key in the third innings. And they never really got going, Cumberland. And that meant that we could obviously bowl out this morning cheaply and then chase them down.
And a 19-year-old James van der Peel on his debut took three wickets in the second innings. Was it the pitch was doing anything, or was it just a brilliant bowling display from him?
Oh, I mean, the lad's come in and he's a youngster, first game, and he's bowled brilliantly well, to be honest with you. A really, really good performance on a flat wicket that didn't do much. As you can see, most bowlers struggle to pick up any sort of wickets, and James managed to find something out of nowhere, really, and it was really positive to see a young lad like that coming on his debut and perform like that.
And then in the last innings of the match, a pretty comfortable victory in the end, winning by 8 wickets, 172, owned for the loss of 2 wickets. Ben, how'd you go as well? 89 not out, so the victory was, I guess, it'd been pretty comfortable. You sitting in the dressing room, you wouldn't have even thought to get your pads on.
No, not for me. I'm going down the order. So really, really good afternoon, just sitting watching the boys bat. I mean, Benny had a really, really good game, got 130 in the first innings and then 85 in the second, so superb from him. He's in some form at the minute, and really good to get a comfortable win on the board, first game of the season.
Exactly, first win of the season. It's good to win these games convincingly, I guess, as well, to really carry the performance as well as the result into the next game, which is Lincolnshire.
Yeah, Lincolnshire are a very strong side. We've got to travel up to play them at Cleethorpes, which should do a bit more than Wisbech. It should be a different game of cricket. But we're totally up for it. I mean, Cumberland are a strong side, and always up there at the end of the season. So there's no reason why we can't do the same thing to Lincolnshire.
And just finally, Sam, I mean, you all will go back to your respective clubs now, and is this the aim, really trying to stay fit, try and keep the form up ahead of the next match, and then just regroup as a county?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll just go back to our clubs now, and then the guys who perform really well, just try and keep the form up, and those guys who didn't do so well or want to improve, it's just obviously an opportunity to go and play club cricket and find some form. So hopefully we'll come back in 2 weeks' time and repeat the dose on Lincolnshire.
Brilliant. Thanks for being on the phone, Sam, and good luck with Burwell on the weekend, and also good luck in the next county match as well. Cheers.
That was all. Thanks, Ollie. Cheers. Bye.
Brilliant to hear from Sam Rippington there on Cambridgeshire's victory as they defeated Cumberland by 8 wickets in their first three-day championship game of the season. I'll just quickly run through the results in the EPL from the weekend. Burwell were looking at a victory over Bury. They had them 182 for 8 in the second innings, but a 9th wicket standard 73 helped Bury salvage a draw. And Cambridge Cricket Club as well posted a first innings score of 204, but Sudbury showed why they are second in the division, chasing down the target for the loss of only 4 wickets with 6.5 overs to go. So we're going to move on to England just quickly now and bring back in Darshan. And a 5-0 whitewash for England over Australia. Terrific. And I guess Morgan will be hoping the World Cup starts tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're going in as favourites, aren't they, in the World Cup next year? But maybe that's not a tag you want.
Exactly, but it must be difficult. I mean, imagine Morgan must be, every time Jason Roy, Johnny Bairstow, all these players are in such good form, every time they're going back for their clubs, he must be having kittens, hoping they don't get injured. That must be, they have that difficult of a captain, obviously, because you don't want any of these guys to lose form, and they've got a year to try not to.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think a lot, and they've got a lot of one-day assignments coming up. I think India will be the real test. I think making sure they can stay in form for that will be key, because I think they're the other major title contenders for next year's World Cup.
And also, I guess looking back at the past World Cup, the only other ones were really Australia, who were the champions.
Yeah.
They've almost put them to the sword now, so like you say, it is India. But, is it key as well, as a captain yourself, and Morgan has a squad of about 13 or 15, really, he's managed to bring players in because they've been 3-0 up. He's able to bring players in and add to that squad. So therefore, if players do get injured, he's able to go to a player like, for example, in the last series, Jake Ball, yeah. and coming in, and he's relatively familiar with the camp.
Yeah, absolutely. Even the likes of Sam Curran, and in their 2020 team, they play a few different guys as well. Chris Jordan's always around. He can always step in and do a role. And I think that's the privilege you have when you're 3-0 up. You can bring players in, absolutely.
And then, like you just mentioned, the T20 there, going into that game tomorrow at 6:30, is it going to be a similar story? I mean, we've seen in the series in Australia that T20 is a bit more of a flip of a coin.
Yeah.
But I guess England can be confident going into that.
I think they will be, but I also think Australia has showed themselves to be a pretty strong T20 outfit. I don't know why they can't translate that into the 50 over game. Perhaps it's that slightly risk-averse approach in the 50-over game that's doing them in. But in the 2020 format, I think they're a fairly strong side, and they'll be out to try and at least salvage a win, one win out of that tour.
Exactly. And talking about that, I guess the difficult period for translating, like you say, that T20 form into a one-day international is perhaps that middle overs, is it? I guess you can almost treat the first 10 to 15 overs like a power play in a T20.
Absolutely.
How difficult is it to then kick on and keep that going for the middle overs?
It is tough, especially when you're allowed... When you're allowed four out, it's quite hard to keep up with that momentum. And I think in the Aussie side, to be fair to them, that they're very much second string at the moment. I think Steve Smith and Dave Warner walk straight back in after their bans, and their attack with Hazelwood, Cummins and Stark missing is also fairly depleted. They could do a job in the middle overs as well. So it is tough, but it makes it even tougher without having your best players there.
Well, brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in, Darshan. We're just going to quickly run through the fixtures ahead of the weekend. Cambridgeshire's next match on the 8th of August away to Lincolnshire. Burwell and Exling travel to Copdock this weekend. Cambridge Cricket Club host Great Witchingham. And, of course, England take on Australia tomorrow at 6:30. And also, remember that Cambridge University Cricket Club, that big varsity match on the 2nd of July as well. And best of luck for that one, Darshan.
Thank you very much.